Hello, dear. How are you feeling? Hungry? You've been shackled to that table for well over a day now. I'd imagine you're not feeling too comfortable. Maybe a little delirious. Certainly thirsty. And I certainly don't think your shoulders are in a particularly pleasant spot. Did I miss anything? Spine all right? Heartbeat strong? It's dark in here, but I hardly need it to see. And you needn't see at all. It's a nice carcass. I'm hoping I won't damage it. I know my hands are cold, but they're much softer than the ropes. I'm glad to see that's in good order, at least. I always hate it when my guards cut off blood flow. But I digress. Care to figure out where you are? Any memories you can piece together? No. Let me remind you where we were. It was my time to demand a mortal as my tribute. My lordly right. You presented yourself, no doubt to save some poor, sweet village girl who has almost certainly forgotten you by now. There's no need to get angry with me, Poppet. I don't want to hurt you. But as the centuries repeat themselves, certain stories continue to repeat themselves. I just want you to make any decisions with full knowledge of the facts. Now, I doubt you want to exsanguinate on this table. Again, stories repeat themselves. No matter what happens, you will. The question is, what happens after? Will I clamber off of you, wipe myself clean of your various fluids, and write you off as another dull meal? Shall I lap at your neck until the tap runs dry, and then leave like a disappointed kitten? There's a much more interesting idea, and you're the perfect specimen for it. I want to be a mother. I don't mean it in that manner. Beyond the sheer absurdity of such a dalliance, I sincerely doubt it would work. No, dear child, I speak of a more literal tie of blood. Mine shall replace yours. But first, we must get it out. This will hurt, but to be perfectly honest, I don't care. Remember that each little cut in your flesh furthers my goals. Your service is acknowledged and expected. First, a small cut to the chest. I tell you not to struggle. Not that you can. But the formalities are important. How does Mommy's knife feel? That was just a scratch. Merely a prelude to get things flowing. It looks lovely. Crimson bubbling out, forming little rivulets of flesh before filling the grooves of the table. The entire room is designed in such a way. A drop spilled on the table will wind its way around the entire room before settling into a receptacle on the floor. Any young man's worth will highlight every path on the way. It's something of a roundabout way to fill a glass.
But it's quite a show to watch.
Another cut. Closer to the neck. Deeper. I know it's gauche to sample a meal early, but this is just too good. Enough. And you, stop tempting me with your gasps and thrashing. Be dignified, or I'll stop being gentle. You're so warm, even though you know that you can do nothing to change the outcome. You struggle for life. You're even desperate to reproduce, now of all times. What a shame. To see such vibrancy and you're hemorrhaging enough. And then I don't know what to do. All of these drives are the same now. Hunger is lust, is malice, is greed. Do I let you bleed out? Ride you until you've lost enough that I can start feeding you? Drain you right here. Beg. Beg me to ride you and then give you life eternal. Beg me to become your new mother. Still be left within you, but no one's escaping, Mommy, today. You will not die in my home, on my table. After all the effort that I went to. Just incision. Just enough.
parody of Milk, isn't it? That's it, baby. Suck on it. Drink your fill.
You must take more than that. You need enough to survive the change. You can't hurt me.
Silly. As a matter of fact, the feeling is more enjoyable than I imagined. Oh.
I'm just going to leave you in here for a bit. I'll bring you something to eat later. But right now, my needs come first.